It's 8 p.m. on a Tuesday night and I'm in the shed. I'm in the shed most Tuesdays at 8 p.m. There's normally a wood pigeon traipsing around on the roof, birds singing in the garden, and the sound of a power supply to an amateur radio, which is not yet on. Hang on a second. That's now on. And along with that, we need to turn on the main radio, which sounds like this. Quiet. And now I'm going to select the frequency, which is saved in my settings, 70.4 megahertz, which, for those of you that know, is the 4 meter band. It's a strange and unusual band because it has different kinds of foibles, shall we say. I need to check them on the right antenna. I've got an antenna switcher on the wall. I've been having problems with my antenna, actually. Mainly I've been getting what we call in the trade an unusual SWR reading, which stands for standing wave ratio, and it's the measurement of reflected power that comes down the antenna when you're keying up. Now, I'll expect things to start happening on this frequency soon because it kicks off at 8 o'clock and a net controller comes in and announces that it's the beginning of the net and people start talking, but some people start talking beforehand and wait for Richard, who is the net controller on this particular night, to begin. If I turn the squelch down, listen to this. That's the kind of raw noise of the frequency, but you can block that out because that would drive you crazy over time. So I kind of just bring up a, should we think of it as a noise gate, and now I'll be able to hear any voices that can break the background interference. How long that might be, who knows. Just going to rest the phone on top of my desk. I've got a little logbook that I normally write in, just jot people's names down and make a note of who was on air, on what day, on what time, and sometimes what we talked about. Logbooks are very popular with amateur radio operators. My call sign is Golf 5 Delta Oscar Charlie. And I'm expecting the net controller, M0OFF, Mike 0 Oscar Foxtrot Foxtrot Richard to start off proceedings. Brought to you.
64PPW,
I'm talking. Oh, that was G6CTP talking to G4PPW. I was just about to say I've got a small glass of wine. I can't hear G4PPW. Let me turn the squelch down. It's going to be one of those nights conditions are bad and he's right in the back of the box, as we say. Not really audible. I'll do it again. So, Alan is too quiet, but I can hear Hugh.
I've got an idea Richard is going to be away. I don't know, but I thought they were talking something. He was saying, I don't know, there you go. There's going to be one or two of them about somewhere, coming out of the woodwork. Anyway, back to you. G4 PPW.
Just drop the mic. Oops.
G4 UX3. Yeah, Clive's away in his boat. And Richard's in France, I think.
Oh, that's interesting.
If nobody wants to do it, I'll start it. But as you know, I don't have very good aerials for 4 meters. Just see, is there anybody else there?
G5 DOC.
G5 DKT.
parties. Ah, Christian, you can hear everybody. You're a better signal than me, so I'll let you run the net. Thanks very much. Very kind of you. T4UXC.
That sounds like someone passing the buck. But if everybody can hear me, I'm happy to do so. I can't quite hear Alan, unfortunately. I can hear that he's there, though, so that might help. But if there's anybody that can hear everybody clearly, now take control, should you wish. Otherwise, I shall be the net controller. G5DOC listening. G5DOC. Yeah, it is confusing, but with the current changes that look like they're in place, we might be a rare breed, or continue to be a rare breed, if they go ahead and don't allocate anymore. So we'll see how that goes. Interesting. You think you're going to get your kayak in India belt? I'm a keen kayaker, amateur, although I've been doing it since I was a kid. I don't do it that often. Have had some big multi-day paddles involving camping down the Spey, for example, from Lagan all the way to where it meets the sea, which was just fantastic. And a couple of other nights out, I do like just dragging the boat out of the water and setting up camp and cooking on the side of the river, and then fighting off the mosquitoes and covering myself in mosquito netting before trying to get some sleep. Depends where you are, what time of year. But yeah, a lot of fun. And in regards to radio, Chris, yeah, I've still been lax. I still got to give Varrock a go. If there was an app I could just download on the Mac, I'd be doing it right now. But unfortunately, I've got to probably clean an old Mac and partition it and get Windows working on a section of it for me to be able to do this. Unless I can repurpose an old Raspberry Pi, which I think you can do Varrock on a Pi. So we can always talk about this some other time. It's been a quick one tonight. Very much appreciate it. Oh, yeah, and thanks for reminding me to put the bin out, Chris, because I would be in trouble if I don't get that done. If there's any of the finals, speak now or forever hold your peace. Otherwise, it's time to close the net, I think. Okie doke. Well, thank you, everybody who's taken part in tonight's 4 Meter Net on behalf of the Huntingdon Amateur Radio Society. And thanks very much to all who may be listening. I shall say good night as I, G5DOC, close the net and go QRT myself. So have a good evening, everybody. And next time, G5DOC. Clear listening for a bit, otherwise QRT in no time at all. Cheers, everyone. 7-3.
7-3, mate. G5 DKT clear.
7-3, G6 TGP. Well, I didn't expect to be taking the net tonight, but it was very nice to catch up with everybody. Turning the radios off until tomorrow at least. Night night. 7-3 to you as well.